Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Mills. How you doing? Now, tomorrow, this show is going to be backstage from the Brit Awards. Yay! I need some questions. I'm not trying to make you do my work. I'm quite happy to do it myself if you're not interested in this, but if you feel like you do want to help me, then that would be amazing. I can do all the stuff like, you know, how are you? Who are you wearing? Who else have you seen backstage? Do you think you're going to win? I can do all those questions to all the bands and artists that are there. What I need your help on are the slightly more left-field random questions, because you seem to be good at coming up with those. Just to give you a little taster, here are some questions that we asked on the red carpet at the Brits last year with Greg.
If you had to name your daughter after a Top Gear presenter, Paolo, which one would it be?
Clarkson?
Just a quick question, Calvin. Yeah. Do you cut your toenails round or square? What's your favourite Angel Delight flavour?
Strawberry.
Have you ever licked a battery, either of you? Who's your favourite member of N-Dubs? Lawrence?
I think Dappy.
If you were a bird, who would you poo on?
Who would I poo on?
How big do you like it? What's your favourite member of N-Dubs?
Sorry?
If a dog had to be thrown at your head, which one would you prefer?
A dog had to be thrown at my head?
Yeah, if it had to. Would you lend me £5?
Why?
I've just got some stuff to buy before the show.
Anything I can help you with?
What's your favourite cheese?
I don't really like cheese.
Oh, do you like tofu?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, do you?
No, what about your favourite biscuit? The best biscuit ever made? One last thing before we go. Have you ever sniffed a badger?
Have I what?
Sniffed a badger.
No.
Now, we'd just like to finish the interview right now, but the only way we are going to finish this interview is if one of you pulls my finger.
Oh, hilarious. So that's the kind of level we're at with questions last year. There were some amazing ones coming in last year, and I know that you can do this for me again. Like I said, I'll write all the kind of music serious stuff, you know. But anything else you want to send in, there's loads of stars going. Tiny Temper's going to be there. CeeLo's performing. Adele. So many people. What questions do you want me to ask? Text me on 81199, or I've just posted a little thing on my Facebook. If you search Scott Mills on Facebook, you can put your question there. That would be nice. Thank you for helping me. Thank you. Brits tomorrow on this show, live backstage from 4 p.m. Do not miss.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some nice questions coming in already on my Facebook for the Brits tomorrow and on 81199. Keep those coming, please. I can never have enough. That was Breakage and Fighting Fire. Right, today on this show, one of my fellow comic relief desert trekkers is going to be here at 4:40. I don't know whether I've mentioned this, but me and some other people who do a lot of good work for charity are going across an incredibly hot desert. We are walking, trekking 100 kilometres over 5 days. And we all got together this morning. Me and Lorraine Kelly, who's coming in at 4:40, one of my fellow trekkers, have been getting sweaty, so sweaty together all morning, while Craig David watched. So we'll talk to Lorraine at 4:40. She's here now. Hi, love. Hiya. And then at 5:30, win some Scott Mills points with the particularly amazing Stupid Street today.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Obviously, every time we play this, we get all the texts coming in from people saying, it sounds like Express Yourself by Madonna. I'm kind of over that bit now. I've kind of left that bit behind and I'm just kind of enjoying it for what it is, a nice big shiny Lady Gaga pop song. A slightly familiar, big sounding Lady Gaga pop song. Right, the thing is, there must be so many people around her, right? There's so many people in the studio with her when she's making it, maybe even when she's writing it, I don't know. And loads of people from the record company will hear it before it gets released. Did not one of those many people say to her, or have the balls to say to her, Gaga, someone's already done this? With different words, but no one did, obviously. But I'm still loving it. I really like it. It's our record of the week. Born This Way, Lady Gaga. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Becky's off today, don't know where. Chris, my friend, actually has some work today, I think, which is a first, so he's not here either. I don't know what doing. He just said, I'm working. I'm like, really? Gemma is working on the show today with The One That Doesn't Speak. Now, Gemma was telling me earlier that her brother bought his girlfriend a present for Valentine's Day, trying to be a good boyfriend and all that. And he got her two tickets to see the musical Chicago. So they were going to obviously go in a couple of weekends to London's busy West End to see the hit musical Chicago. So he's put on it, you know, to my darling Valentine, lots of love on Valentine's Day. This is Gemma's brother. Girlfriend opens the envelope. What's this? Tickets to Chicago. No, I hate that. I don't want to go. Now, I know that sounds quite harsh on Valentine's Day. I'm quite admiring the honesty of that. Rather than sit through the whole God knows how long it is, just say, no, I really don't want to go. I hate that. Thanks, but no, I'm not going. Rather than do what I would do, because, you know, I hate any kind of confrontation, and go, oh, amazing, tickets to Chicago. Oh, that's really good. Thank you so much. Oh, is Duncan James from Blue still in it? When should we go? No, it'll be really good. Like, just, she's put it out there and went, oh, I hate that. I'm just wondering if this has happened to anybody else today, if you've just been honest, or just generally, and you've got something, and I opened it and went, do you know what? I really can't. I do not want to go to that. And instead of going through with it like I would, you've actually said it right out there. You've put it out there and said, no, I don't, I'm not going. I hate that. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And here's Lorraine Atchell-Kelly. Hello.
Hello.
All right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Happy V-Day.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah. Did you get many, many Valentines?
No, but the thing is, Lorraine, I left really early this morning from my house. So when I get back, obviously, I won't be able to open the door.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, yes.
We were just saying about people that hand back the gift, like Gemma's brother's girlfriend handed back the tickets to Chicago. I understand why it's a musical.
No, it's not bad, though. It's a wee night out, isn't it?
Yeah,
but if somebody gives you a gift, you should just say thank you very kindly and then pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, you're the kind of person that would sit through all of Chicago, even if you knew you hated it, just to be nice.
Yes, I would.
So me
I
too.
Would, actually.
I would.
Yeah.
Like, the one that doesn't speak has made his wife sit through so many gigs, like 3.5 hour gigs, which she absolutely hates. But she's done it because, you know, they're married.
She loves him.
Absolutely.
And when you love someone, that's what you do.
Yeah, so you didn't hand back any gifts today and went, no, I hate that.
Oh, no. All my gifts were really good.
What'd you get?
They were very practical and also quite naughty. I got something naughty and then I got a hat with a kind of thing at the back of your neck, like the French Foreign Legion, for my trek, so that my son...
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
oh, right, okay. I thought it was some kind of dressing up thing that you were doing.
No. It was very, very, very practical, and then massive, massive box of chocolates for energy.
Oh.
Which I will need, and so will you.
Are you going to bring... We're doing this... I don't know if we mentioned this. We're doing this Comet Relief Desert Trek.
Never.
Are you bringing chocolates?
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing sweeties.
Are
tons
you?
Of sweeties. Uh-huh, yeah.
Lorraine's on hand with another box of milk tray.
No, because they'll melt in the heat.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll talk about the heat chamber in a minute. Mm. All I've said is that we got very hot and sweaty earlier while Craig David watched. But we'll talk more about that in a minute. Now, Lorraine, there was a situation on this show a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Where somebody had sent an email in about you.
Right.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you Googled yourself recently?
No, I don't think it's good for you to do that.
Have you, on the images bit, have you
no.
seen...
No.
Right, okay, good.
No.
All right,
no.
Well, you'll know nothing about it then, so that's good. We can just move on from that.
Really? I'm now going to have to go away and Google myself. Is it terrible?
No, it's not terrible.
Oh, okay.
It's just... Wow.
Oh, okay.
And a few people, obviously, when you say don't Google Lorraine Kelly, they do.
Right.
By the way, don't, if you're listening. And there's just one picture on there, which I would...
Right.
I don't think it's you.
Oh, have they done that thing of you putting your head on a...
Well, I don't know, because...
Because that's no...
Can I show Lorraine?
No, don't... No, no, no.
No?
No, no.
Okay, all right. I won't show you.
Don't make me frightened.
Okay. Well, just maybe check it out in the comfort of your own home a bit later.
Okay.
Yeah. Now... We had Ashton Kutcher on the show last week.
Oh, right, okay.
He's a master of impressions. Haven't you interviewed him as well?
Yes, he was a wee bit... I think he'd either been out the night before or he had just flown in or something, because he was still a little bit sort of not awake.
Oh, really?
Very, very, very easy on the eye.
Yes.
But quite quiet.
Right. Did he fall asleep?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Though it was hard to tell. No, I don't think he did. He was very sweet.
I think you saw him in the morning and then he, by the time...
Oh, did he perk up?
I think he did a bit.
Oh, well done. That was good.
Yeah, I had a bit of a nap. He was absolutely fine.
Oh, fine. Good.
I don't really know. He's a master of impressions, though. Did he do any with you?
No, he talked a lot about the internet and tweeting and twittering and all that sort of stuff. He's really into all of that.
He's a real geek.
And yeah,
he, fair play
geek.
To him. He loves it. Yeah. No, he did some impressions. Who do you think this is?
I had fun with Lorraine. I had a good time with Lorraine. But she was very nice. She sounded very sincere. It was nice. She kind of reminded me of the Good Witch on Wizard of Oz. Glenda, the Good Witch. That's kind of her.
There we are. That was Ashton Kutcher from the show the other day.
Being Irish.
Yeah. It's not the best.
Toddling his way across the Irish Sea, as you do. That was actually quite spooky, don't you think?
Same.
I'm quite worried about
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely same. Now, you, obviously, we're doing this training for this thing at the moment, and we'll talk more about the heat thing in a minute.
Sure.
Now, you sent me a little tweet the other day calling me a wee...
Sook. You're a total sook.
What does that mean?
A sook means like a swot, somebody that's just goody two shoes.
I'm not that.
You are such a goody two shoes because you've been training really, really hard.
A little bit I've been training.
You have. I've seen your wee body today, and it's lovely.
Oh, I say.
It's all taut.
You're all about the taut, you're all about the taut, aren't you?
Oh, you've got to be taut.
Yeah, I know.
Taut and firm. And you firm. Are, yeah. You. I think you look very, very
well,
good.
Thank
you've obviously been working
I've been trying
out.
My best, Lorraine.
Yeah, it's good.
So we're doing this thing for Comet Relief, which is we're going to be in northern Kenya, and we're going to be going across this inhospitable desert, which is so, so hot. And we're walking for 100 kilometres, and it's all for Comet Relief. We'll tell you a bit later on in the week how you can give money for this if you want to. But they put us in a heat chamber today. It was me, Lorraine, Dermot O'Leary, Craig David, Peter White, the guy from Radio 4, and Nadia Swala. And it was like a gym. I was expecting it to be some kind of like sauna type thing with all, Swedish and wooden.
Yeah,
I was expecting that. But it wasn't at all. It was just like your average quite big gym with rowing machines and, cycling machines in.
And that sweaty smell of horrible socks in the corner.
Yeah, that. And just obviously the hottest gym I've ever been in my life.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it? I felt like I was in an oven. I felt like I was a wee turkey getting cooked.
So they locked us in there for 45 minutes and it was, I think, as hot as was 42 degrees.
Yeah.
Which is what it's going to be like when we're in the desert at its hottest, I think.
Yeah.
And we all had to kind of do workouts on the cycling machines and the rowing machines. It was really hard.
It was really hard, actually. I was quite surprised. I wasn't expecting it to be quite so tough, and I'm quite worried now. And the trouble with me was you were sweating. You were so sweaty. I've never seen a sweatier boy than Craig David.
I mean, there was
a puddle underneath Craig David. Yeah. The sweat was just lashing off him.
And do you know what I didn't like?
What did you not like?
He did not wipe the machine off afterwards.
No, and then you had to sit in it.
Yeah.
That wasn't good. I noticed that.
I know.
You'd have a wee moist bottom after that.
I saw Dermot try to flick off the sweat off the saddle at some point. I was like, oh, Craig.
I know.
Give it a wipe down.
But I didn't sweat. I just got redder and redder and redder. I was like one of those fog warning lamps. Have you ever seen a redder girl? I was so red.
Yeah.
It's a big tomato on my face.
Mm. Yeah. Why didn't you sweat? Well, I was like,
I don't know. Lorraine Kelly
just doesn't even sweat.
There must be something wrong with me. Because they're a bit worried about that, you see, because it's not good.
It's better if you sweat. Yeah.
Oh, it's much better. I mean, Craig David will be.
He'll be fine.
Will be away, like a gazelle.
He'll be gone. And if we lose him, we'll just follow the puddle.
Yeah, exactly.
It really was. I've never seen anyone.
I've never seen that in my life. It was extraordinary.
He was working the treadmill, though, to be fair.
I was just kind of puddling along, were you not? I was just pretending.
Also, when the doctor guy wasn't looking, maybe I stopped for a bit.
I stopped.
Yeah.
I stopped as well when he wasn't looking.
My other favourite bit was towards the end, approaching the 45-minute time, and Lorraine is actually counting the minutes away out loud.
So
she's like, 34, 35, 36, 1 minute.
I know.
1 minute one, 1 minute two.
But I did feel a wee bit wabbit, you know that way?
Sorry? There you go
wabbit.
Again, you see, I don't know what you mean. A soup rabbit? What?
Wabbit with a W. Wabbit just means a bit kind of lightheaded and a little bit sort of woolly, and you might faint and you feel a bit sort of strange and queasy.
Oh, okay, good.
It's all of that summed up into one word.
So just say faint.
No, but it's more than that, you see. But that kind of really lightheaded, weird way. It was very strange.
Okay, cool.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was really hot. The thing is, like, we can sit here now and go, it was a gym and it was really hot. And unless you were there, you can't. And also, I mean, I filmed some stuff on my little video camera, which is online now, or about to be online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And when you see it, you know, there's a couple of beads of sweat, but it looks like a gym.
It doesn't really give the feel. Although, having said it, my crew were there trying to film me and the tape melted. So I think that is an indication of the fact that it was quite hot.
Yeah, because they made me put my tiny little video camera, they made me put it in there like half an hour before, because they're like, otherwise it's going to explode because they won't be able to take the heat.
I know. I thought I was going to spontaneously combust at one point.
I know.
We'll be fine, though. We'll be all right.
It'll be good.
It'll be okay. It'll be really amazing.
I'm really pleased because it's a really nice bunch of people going.
Lovely. I would go out for a drink with every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Even you.
Would you?
Especially you.
Really?
Especially you.
And we're going to be doing it next week.
I know.
So we're going to start checking on Monday. We'll be able to tell you a bit later on in the week how you can give money to this, but it's the Comet Relief Red Nose Desert Trek, and it's going to be pretty harsh, but we're going to do it. We can do it.
I'm determined.
Lorraine's going to have a box of chocolates there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can I ask, what else personally are you bringing without getting too personal? Obviously, I'm going to take pants and stuff, but I'm interested in what everyone else is bringing.
I'm very low maintenance, though, Scott. I don't need very much. I don't need loads and loads of toiletries and all that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm going to bring a wee torch that is powered by the sun, because nothing works out there, doesn't it? Nothing works. There's no internet, there's no phone signal.
I'm having some training later on today on how not to use my phone.
It's going to be, actually, you're right, it's going to be really,
really
strange to not be able to do that, because we're so used to being on it all the time, and I tweet far too much, so we're going to have to be weaned off that. We might go into cold turkey. We might be
Where's my phone? Give it to me. I don't care if it doesn't work, I just want to feel it and see it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Britney Spears on Radio 1. Do you like the one, Lorraine? No.
It's okay.
No, Scott, I don't.
It was okay.
What do you think of Lady Gaga's new movie like that?
I heard it when you were playing it. It's not bad. I'm a big fan of the Gaga, but I don't know. I think it's going to be really difficult for her to keep being more and more outrageous. Did you see the big egg?
Yeah.
That was mad.
When she arrived at the Grammys in an actual egg.
Yeah, a massive big egg, and then sort of came out of it sort of very womb-like. But our chap's...
It's not an actual egg. You've pointed out the one that doesn't speak.
Egg. It would have been a very big animal to have laid an egg like that, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out for me, that it wasn't an actual egg. But the pressure's on at the Brits tomorrow now. I mean, like, I'm going to say to CeeLo Green, I'm going to say, CeeLo, if you don't come out an egg, like,
that's it.
Raise your game.
But the trouble is, how does she, there must come a stage where you can't just top it anymore. That's it. There's nothing more you can do.
Well, there was a coffin, there was an egg. What else can you do? So we're doing this Red Nose Desert Trek for Comet Relief. It's happening on Monday, and it's fair to say it's going to be the toughest physical challenge of all of our lives.
By many miles.
So me, Lorraine, Ollie Mears, Dermot O'Leary, Cara Toynton, Nadia Swala, Craig David and Peter White off Radio 4. Now, what's incredible about Peter is that he's totally blind and he's attempting this. And he's such a good bloke. And that's part of the reason why we're doing this for Comet Relief this year, because we're highlighting the issue of sight. A £5 donation could pay for... And this is... mad when you think about it, for a sight-saving operation for somebody in Africa who's suffering from an eye condition which is called trachoma, and a fiver will get it sorted, won't it?
Well, absolutely, and it's a horrible thing. It's when you get an infection in your eye, and you know sometimes if you've ever got an eyelash in your eye, how sore that is. If you can imagine,
it just rubs and rubs.
It's horrible, and your eyelashes actually turn into the eye and rub and rub and rub away, and eventually you go blind, and it can be sorted out so easily.
Yeah.
You know, like you see a fiver can sort it, and that's what we want to do.
Okay, and we're going to be starting off our trek on Monday.
We are
100 kilometres over one of the hottest deserts in the actual world. If you want to support us, you can go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. There's a little bit of me looking a bit hot, and that's what you click on. And obviously, the trek will be on a documentary, which will be broadcast in the run up to Red Nose Day. Thanks, Lorraine. And
thank you.
Next time I see you,
we'll be hot.
We'll be hot in Kenya. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Podcast. Not an amazingly exciting weekend, but I did catch up on loads of TV that I liked. I watched a bit of Mary Portas from earlier in the week. Still love Queen of Shops. It's not called that anymore, is it? It's Secret Shopper now. Do spare a thought as well for my really desperate flatmate that keeps tweeting Mary Portis, trying to be her friend, still. And this was happening in the last series that she did for the BBC. That was, what, 6, 7, 8 months ago now? He's still sending really desperate tweets like, hello, really liked your show today. And I'm like, she's never going to reply to you. She doesn't know who you are. He really wants to be her friend so badly. The other show I watched and enjoyed on Saturday night was Take Me Out, obviously. I don't think we've discussed this before very much, but I think Paddy's amazing on that show. Some of the girls are amazing. And I've got a build, though, for the producers, if any of them are listening, which I think will make it better. Not that it's not high-quality Saturday Night Entertainment as it is. I love the show. But here's the thing. I think what could happen now to make it better is when the guy comes and turns the girl's light off, it would be much better if below the girl there was a trap door which opened and they fell through. So as soon as it goes, brrr, and he turns the light off, they go, poof, the door opens and they go, ah! I think that would make it a whole lot better. If any of the producers of Take Me Out are listening, just think about it and maybe build on it in next series. Right, tonight on BBC Three is the programme that I did at the end of last year in Uganda, and it's fair to say it's a little bit different to any of the stuff you've seen me do on TV before. It's not Hole in the Wall, thank God, or Living with David Hasselhoff. And if you're looking for a Valentine's Night sloppy romantic rom-com, this definitely isn't for you. This show is actually quite shocking and disturbing in parts, and it's about the treatment of gay people in Uganda. It's already illegal to be gay there, as it is in over half the countries in Africa, but BBC Three gave me a ring at the end of last year and asked me to go out there to make this film because, at the moment, an MP there is trying to get a bill passed to strengthen the laws on gay people. Now, that includes, if this bill goes through, and it's still yet to be discussed in the Parliament, the death penalty for people who are considered what they call serial offenders, or life imprisonment. So if you do it more than once, you'll be jailed for life. Also, let's say if, for instance, you had told your mum you were gay, but she didn't report it to the authorities, then she too would be classed as a criminal. I have to say, the most shocking thing, which you will see if you watch the show tonight on BBC Three, is that they print pictures of people that they think are gay on the front page of one of the national newspapers in Uganda, along with their details and where they live, which obviously makes it horrendous for the people concerned. And as a result of that, they're sometimes beaten, they can't walk down the street because they have stones and bricks thrown at them, and they've had to leave their homes. So it really is a horrendous situation. It was quite strange, actually, because on the surface it seemed such a nice place with really friendly people until you mentioned the subject of homosexuality. I spoke to people of all ages, right through from kids at high schools, well-educated kids, to elderly people, and almost everyone thinks gay people are evil and should be killed in some cases. Now, I was hoping that by going to some schools, I was hoping the younger generation, like here in the UK mostly, would have a different view, but they were also massively homophobic. They don't think in Uganda it's possible to be born gay, which of course I argued with, and because of that, so many young people are absolutely so worried about coming out or being outed by the newspapers on the front page. And then what they do is they try all sorts of methods to try and cure themselves, which isn't possible. It's bad now, but if this bill goes through, it will only get worse for the people living there. It will just ramp up the pressure for every single gay person living in Uganda and make it an unbearable place for them to live. I hope you'll find it interesting and shocking and emotional, and it will probably make you think a little bit. It's called World's Worst Place to Be Gay, and it's on BBC Three tonight at 9 o'clock. Have a look and let me know what you think.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Let's head to our friends on Stupid Street. Right, so I'm going off to Kenya for this Comet Relief, don't know whether I mentioned it, Comet Relief Red Nose Desert Trek. Me and some other people going to raise some money for Comet Relief. And everyone, like everybody, all my mates, all my family, everyone at work has been teasing me about the spiders and the snakes that we're going to find in this big hot desert in Kenya. I'm quite scared, I'm not going to lie. So with this in mind, we went onto Stupid Street and we asked them, what are you scared of? What's your biggest fear? Have a little think. What do you think people on Stupid Street said they were scared of? Chance to ramp up your points here. I will give you 10 Scott Mills points for every one you get right. So, what are the fears of people on Stupid Street? Let's find out.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Is there anything that you're really scared of?
Corduroy? Can't stand corduroy.
Why not?
I don't know. I just can't. It shivers up my spine.
Right, so if any of you said corduroy, and I'm sure loads of you did, as the biggest fear on Stupid Street, then give yourself 10 points. Well done you for getting corduroy.
What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah.
Sick.
Why are you scared of sick?
Because I'm scared of being sick too.
If I just threw up on your blouse, how would that go down?
I would literally die.
And what's your name?
Beth.
Okay, is there anything you're scared of in particular?
People coming up my face with scissors. Just because when I was little, this boy tried to cut my nose off with a pair of scissors.
Did he?
Yeah, I was really little.
But it didn't happen because you've still got a nose.
Yeah, I've still got a nose.
I have to admit, I myself am actually very scared at somebody coming at my head with a pair of scissors. I am. And obviously, Becky's greatest fear is the sick one as well. So that's obviously a common one. So give yourself 10 points if you said either of those. We're asking, what's your greatest fear on Stupid Street? What's this person got to say?
I'm Tim. I don't like nylon. Nylon clothes scare the hell out of me. You know the noise that they make when... I wouldn't wear nylon, never. No, I don't like nylon.
No, I don't either, and I wouldn't wear it, but not because it scares me. Give yourself 10 points. That guy, Tim, would be rubbish at being smart chavule, that we were discussing last week. Really bad. If you haven't tried smart chavule, I've got quite a few texts over the weekend and tweets from people who are trying it. Smart on the top, chav on the bottom. So you wear like a smart shirt, maybe even a suit jacket. And then some sloppy old dirty joggers on the bottom. Smart chavule, simple. Next.
What's your name?
Emma.
Is there anything in particular that really frightens you?
Iron filings. Do you remember those weird things in school where they used to magnetise and they look like weird spiky hairs?
They're quite fun though, aren't they?
They look really awful and creepy to me.
So if you said iron filings as one of Stupid Street's biggest fears, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Bet loads of people said that. Now, you have to listen carefully to this next one. I'm not quite sure what they are scared of, what their fear is. Have a listen.
Is there anything that you're, like, really scared of?
Bubbles.
Why bubbles?
Like, I don't know, like, do you know when you see, like, a lot of big things and little things and 3D, like, so many, like, dots and whatnot? I don't like it.
Anybody? Any idea?
Why not?
I don't know, like, I just feel like it's coming to, like, suffocate me or I'm gonna... I don't know, like, it feels... Do you know when you get that tingling thing that, like, it's growing on you? I just don't like seeing it.
No. Anyone? Anybody?
Do you know of, like, sexual reproduction? When they have the picture of the egg, yeah, and then they zoom into all the sperms. Oh, my God. The first time I saw that picture, I felt sick, like, physically.
Okay, if you can understand what they're scared of, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. I don't know. Actually, no, give yourself 20 if you knew. Next.
Monkeys. Just scary. Hairy.
They're fun. They jump around and eat bananas.
They're just too hairy.
A hairy man, would that be also bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just don't like hair?
No.
No. You've got some hair on your head.
I like fringes.
But hair anywhere else?
No.
Get off.
Yeah.
So if you said monkeys or body hair, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. That's what Stupid Street are really scared of.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've actually got a brilliant tip. I can't tell you where this has passed down from when I got it yesterday, but I've got a brilliant tip for not getting blisters when I do the Red Nose Desert Trek. Because obviously blisters are a massive problem when you're walking that far. And I've not been wearing these boots. I'm wearing them now, obviously, because you can wear them in and they mould to your feet. But apparently, to avoid blisters, here's what you do. Put on a pair of silk socks first. Silk socks. And then put your really thick socks over the top. Do you know where that tip originally came from? Sir Cliff Richard. And if it's good enough for Cliff, do you know what I'm saying? Where do you get silk socks from? Anyway, it's 6:06 on BBC Radio 1. Earlier, we were talking about Gemma's brother who works on the show. Hey, Gemma.
Hey.
Hi. Now, her brother got his girlfriend tickets today to see Chicago, the musical, because it's V-Day, Valentine's Day. She opened it and went, No, I'd hate that. No, I don't. I just don't like it. I don't like it. We'll just talk about other people that have been in that same situation where you've just been like, no, whether it's today or just generally. Who's this on the line?
It's Chris.
All right, Chris, what's going on?
Well, basically, my girlfriend, she got me some McFly tickets for Christmas.
Okay.
Now, I do like McFly, but the problem is I don't really want anyone to know it. So what I just said to her was, I thought, okay, I'll go, but can we just stand at the back so no one really knows I'm there?
Oh, okay, so you didn't hand them back and went, no, I hate this.
No.
Because you don't.
I can do that. Well, she's done it to me before. I brought her a watch for Christmas, and she gave it to her cousin.
What did you say to your mates?
To my mates? I haven't told them. But they're probably going to know now, aren't they?
Well, when they ask you what your girlfriend bought you, what do you say?
Well, she got me other things as well, so I just told them all the other things.
Right, and you just don't mention the McFly tickets.
No, of course I don't.
Have you been yet?
No, we're going in March, end of March, I think. It's in Bournemouth.
So that'll be you just stood at the back, will it?
Yeah, well, the seats are actually at the front, but apparently everyone stands up anyway, so we just sneak to the back when it starts, I think.
So you'll be at the back, but secretly wishing you were at the front and loving it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't fancy them or anything like that.
No, I didn't say you fancied them.
Oh, it makes my knees tremble, that one.
Does it?
It does, yeah.
Makes your knees tremble?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We've all got bands like this that we're too ashamed to admit, and you know, we'll say, yeah, we'll stand at the back, but actually, we love it. Love you, Chris.
Love you too.
Have a good time at the back. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, we have spoken about this before on the show. You know, when you put some items together in your trolley or in your basket at the supermarket, and it just looks a bit dodgy, and it wasn't supposed to look dodgy, it's just like the situation that you were in when you were buying stuff. Poor Gemma, who's been working on the show today. I'm sorry, Gems. Sorry. Now, we sent Gemma out earlier to the supermarket, just around the road from Radio 1, to buy some stuff for our non-alcoholic cocktails, which we're making the stars tomorrow in our star bar at the Brits. Because we thought, me and Becky were talking about this, our spread was rubbish last year. And the rival radio station across the way had cupcakes, they were giving them drinks, and we just thought, this is embarrassing. We're BBC Radio 1, we're bigger than this. So this year we've upped the game, and Becky is making some cocktails for the stars tomorrow at the Brits. So I sent Gemma out to the supermarket, and we needed some glacé cherries and some squirty cream. Can you get squirty cream in London? No. She went to 6 different shops to try and get some squirty cream, eventually found one. It's Valentine's, yeah, true, Valentine's Day. They all sold out. So they did sell it, but no, sold out now. Okay, well, that's fair enough, isn't it, on today. So in her basket, Gemma had some glacé cherries and some squirty cream, eventually. And then she bought herself a banana to eat on the way back. And when you put all that in the trolley together, it just doesn't look good for you, does it? So thanks for doing that. We eventually found some squirty cream. Hurrah! The cocktails are on tomorrow at the Brits. Radio
1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
You see, this happened to loads of people. You didn't mean it to happen, but like, you buy some carrots for dinner and then you buy some like Vaseline for your curtain track to make sure it runs smooth, like the girl did on the text, Sarah in Oxford, and then they put it in the basket together. Looks well dodged, doesn't it? Same thing happened to Gemma today with her squirty cream and banana. It's Comet Relief soon, everybody. I am doing a desert trek in Kenya with some other celebs next week. Dev, off of Early's on Radio 1, is doing some stand-up comedy. Hi, Dev.
Hello, Scott. I'm Pendulum from New Zealand.
Maybe, yes.
And it might be Australia.
I think they're Australia.
Yeah, I probably offended a lot of Australians now. Sorry.
Oops. Now, I like it, Dev, that I just had to call you back there because of lack of credit.
It was a lack of credit. I got rubbish reception in my flat, so I had to give you my house phone number.
Oh, it's your house. Yeah, sorry.
Don't be a stranger.
Sorry. How the hell did you get roped into doing comedy?
All right, well, this is how I reckon it happened, right? You've done Early's before, so you know it's imperative that you have some sort of afternoon nap, right?
Of course.
So they caught me right after my afternoon nap when I'm at my most vulnerable, where I pretty much agree to do anything.
See, back in the day when I was on Early's, I used to say yes after everything, after that nap, because it's like you wake up from, like, you're just so groggy, and you're like, hello?
I just want people to leave me alone. Whatever you want, I'll do it, just let me go back to sleep.
So you just went, I'll do it, bye.
Exactly. So now I find myself in the running with the likes of Tony Blackburn off Radio 2. He's involved as well.
Hello? Brilliant. I'll just try and call him back. His landline doesn't work. I like it that he still uses his landline as well. Fair play. Hang on. Come back, Dev. Lady Hawk and Flight of the Conchords, also from New Zealand. Fact fans. Come on, Dev, what are you doing? Yeah, well, we got as far as Tony Blackburn off Radio 2 is doing it as well. Is he screening my calls? How tacky.
Welcome to BT On.
Okay, bye, right, I'll call him again in a minute.
Podcast.
Now, I said to Dev about his stand-up comedy for Comic Relief. He got to Tony Blackburn off Radio 2, and then I think maybe he thought it was such a ridiculous idea that he was doing this that he actually just hung up. Is that what happened, Dev?
No, my battery on my house phone ran out. Or maybe it was a joke. No, it wasn't. My house phone ran out.
Wow. So you really are on earlies, aren't you, Dev? Your battery isn't charged on your house phone. Your mobile doesn't really work.
Yes, this is the life I chose.
I know what you're saying. Okay, so we got to Tony Blackburn from Radio 2 is also doing stand-up comedy for Comic Relief. Who else?
That's right. So the idea is that a different radio DJ is going to be mentored by a different comedian. For example, Blackburn's got Julian Clary. Tony Lindsay of Five Live is involved. I have got Chris Ramsey, who's going to be looking after me. He's a very funny Geordie. I met him today, so he gave me some tips, which was quite interesting, really, because basically everything I said to Chris, like, for example, I've got this prepared and I've got an idea where I go out and I forget material, he went, nah, don't do that. Do any of that. So basically, everything I've got so far, terrible idea. But a practice gig is tomorrow, which would be good. I'm not telling anybody where it is because I don't want them to come down and heckle. And the proper one is in just over a week.
Right, so when do you have to do it? Just over a week's time?
Yeah, the proper gig is in just over a week.
Wow, that's incredible. Give us a joke, then.
How'd you kill a circus?
Is this in the routine, by the way?
It might be, depending on the reaction.
I don't know, Dev. How do you kill a circus?
Go for the juggler.
There we are.
Anything?
No, we've got two other people in here, nothing there, really. Not even a smirk. But you never know. Like, the audience tomorrow might be very good. Maybe might be drunk.
Yeah, perhaps. Honestly,
or might be children.
Yes! See, this would be good, because I've got a background in children's telly. It'd bring someone up.
That is true, Dev. But also, me and Chappers, a few years ago on the show, we were children entertainers once at an infant school, and that was awful.
Right.
They absolutely hated us. Actually quite a difficult crowd.
I don't know. Do you know what? All jokes aside, this is something I have wanted to do for ages. Very good. This is something I've wanted to do for ages. And much like, do you remember a couple of years ago when Reggie and Edith did the Fame Academy for Comic Relief?
Yes.
Right? This is like a clever sort of guise to hide behind, like, oh, I'm just doing it for Comic Relief. It's just a joke. It's not serious. But deep down, I really, there's like a voting aspect, so it's quite competitive. I really want to win.
Deep down, you really want to be a stand-up comedian.
Really, really do. I just don't think you're funny until you're after 30. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you know what? I totally have respect for comedians because I think it's one of the hardest things to do in that field, in that kind of entertainment thing, just standing up on stage and, you know, sometimes the crowd can be horrible and you hear them be horrible and it's supposed to really knock your confidence. I couldn't do it.
No, because I'm going to stand up in front of people and basically I'm going to make you laugh. That is what I'm saying to them. More fun. I'd rather walk across the desert with you.
Yeah. Well, how can we raise money for you and how can we kind of get involved?
So it's all going to be announced as of next week. After I do the gig, all the bits will be put up online. It's only 4 minutes of stand-up. So everyone's bit will be put up online and then everybody can go and vote. And then as I understand, every vote will count as a donation.
Sweet. Okay, so we can get to choose who we like the best.
Yes, but come on, I can count on your vote at least, can't I, Scott?
Yeah, it'll obviously be you.
Right. Okay. Just sounded unsure as well.
But I do know that Jenny Murray off Radio 4 probably knows some quite dirty jokes. So, and I know she's doing it as well.
Well, look, Blackburn's being mentored by Julian Clary. What's that going to be like?
She is filth. What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you said that, Julian Clary. That'll be interesting. He'll just do his same gags that he's been doing for a while now about Fisherman's Friends, so I don't think Blackman will win.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, the best of luck, Dev.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much. I'll need it. Hey, good luck for you as well with the old desert thing.
You what?
Good luck for the whole desert thing.
Oh,
as
sorry,
well.
I didn't. You dropped out a bit there. Yes, thank you very much. It's going to be hot and it's going to be hard.
Take some sun cream. That's my personal
thanks
tip.
Thanks very much, Dev. Thanks for that tip. Amazing. Good luck with it for next week.
Thank you very much, Scott. Bye.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.